Hello, my name is Cheryl, and you are listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello, welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And this is the Jabbercast for April 29th, 2007.
Yes, it is.
Happy Sunday morning, Big JD.
Happy Sunday morning to you.
How are we doing today?
Not too bad. I can't tell the future, but hey.
You can't tell the future.
I'm hanging in there. Things are getting better, slowly but surely.
That's awesome.
Oh, no, you're Lippo.
That's right. Quit calling me Shirley, would you?
Yeah.
If you want to listen to a really good show where someone is really stoned on OxyContin, listen to last week's show. Go to thejabbercast.com and check out the show on... What was the show on again?
The show... That's a good question.
It was spirituality. Spirituality.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if anybody remembers what last week's show was... Send us an email. Yeah. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
No, it was spirituality. But I'll tell you, I can't believe I came out on the other side of that and still stood. I was just spinning and catching my breath and internal sweats and oh wow. I was really
sounds like fun.
I was stoned.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Immaculate. Have you done that?
Yes, sir. Not too long ago, as a matter of fact.
But after that, I have to tell you, it just got to me. I started puking and nauseous, and it was out of hand.
Yeah, it's horrible stuff, really. So are you still taking stuff like that?
No more narcotics for me.
Good.
I took 2 days worth of Tylenol 3s, but that didn't do any better.
No, it doesn't really do anything, and it just keep you bunged up, too.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Feeling good in that department right now, though.
That's good.
Yeah, things are flowing fast and furious.
The plumbing's working.
Yes, sir. In with the good, out with the bad.
Right on. And what is it that makes a bowel movement?
What is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it something in your thyroid that says, hey?
No, it's food.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, segue.
Segue right into the tomorrow show. But that don't got to go. So we turn it off, turn on the radio.
What are you, Magic Dick?
Magic Dick on a licking stick. Talking to you from Touch of Class Radio.
Okay.
This week, we're
talking... You sure you're not on anything? this week is cool food.
Cool food. Crazy
That's
food.
That's right.
Wacky food.
Yeah. Cool cereals, homemade pizzas, favorite cookies, and the perfect breakfast. Weird things that you make to eat that most people never tried, even.
Yeah, there's a lot
those
of...
Those kind of things.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of people out there that... their diet is much too bland, I think. But hopefully we can turn them on to some stuff that, go ahead, try it, and, you know,
Let's start with breakfast and work our way through the day.
All right, sure.
Work our way through the last bowel movement of the day.
You have more than one a day, do you, Big JD?
What's that?
You have more than one a day?
Oh, yeah. I'd say a good 5, maybe 6.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Seriously?
Constant.
It's funny, you never have a bowel movement when you're at the Jabbercast Studios.
Well, yeah, I could.
I could.
I don't want to plug your... No, I have a beauty before I go. And
I see.
Another one when I'm gone.
Nice topic on the food show.
Yeah, we should have that. Isn't next week the feces show? But where were we?
The stool show. We're at breakfast.
That's right. We're at breakfast.
So do you have a crazy cereal that you like to eat, or homemade cereal?
You know
cereal?
What? Not necessarily a crazy cereal, but what's really cool is mixing cereals.
That's fun.
You know, you take different kinds of cereals and mix them all together. Count Chocula and Honeycombs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There was my favorite.
All kinds of things like that. Cinnamon. And mix them all together. Ooh, hoo.
But honestly, though, you don't eat any of that stuff, do you?
No. But there was a time. And sometimes, like, when the kids stay over here, right, and then Sunday rolls around, then I get at some of the cereal that Lana's bought for them, like Lucky Charms and stuff.
Right. On a Sunday morning.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a rare occasion that I actually have cereal like that. But I just discovered something else. She just bought recently Special K.
Yeah.
But it's got chocolate in it.
I saw that on TV, yeah.
And that's something.
It's 120 calorie something or other.
A million calories, it's got to be.
Well, they say 120 on the commercial.
Well, the funny thing is, I remember, you know, old regular Special K. And this Special K is Frosted Flakes, man. It's nothing like Special K ever was. And then to boot, they got the chocolate in. And then they have a nice coupon on the back for, like, Licenza or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, save $10 when you spend $50 on lingerie.
That's
on
funny.
A cereal box.
Yeah, Special K pretty much is the...
It's a women's cereal. That's why they have the women's coupon on there for lingerie and stuff.
It reminded me of sawdust, basically. Like, the box weighed about an ounce, and then you put it in your cereal bowl, and it was just...
Well, Special K, though, it was like little baby Frosted Flakes. With no taste or anything, really.
Right, that's what I'm saying, the sawdust with no weight to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, it was like very, I don't know, a very light cereal.
I'll say.
But now it's like Frosted Flakes with chocolate. They should call it Frocklet Frakes.
Special K, K is for chocolate.
Yeah.
Cocklet. Hey, it's Touch of Class Radio, 18 and older only, please.
That's right. TouchClassRadio.com.
So what about what else for breakfast? How about like French toast with all kinds of wacky stuff on it, or marshmallows
yeah,
in your...
Or waffles.
Waffles.
Like Belgian waffles style thing. Thick waffles with ice cream and fruit.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's one of my favorites. I remember we used to go over to my buddy Pete Moran's house, and his mom, after Sunday church, I would go over there. And, you know, we'd already had brunch or whatever and go over there. And she'd say, would you like a little something special? And then she'd come out with homemade waffles with Breyers ice cream in between. A big slab, like an inch thick slab of ice cream in between that. And then on top of that, she would put chocolate syrup with icing sugar on top of that.
That's great. Oh. A lot of people throw icing sugar on that stuff.
What's that?
A lot of people put icing sugar on that stuff, too, eh?
Sure. I think it's more of a...
On pancakes or French toast, icing sugar.
Yeah. I don't know if it has much flavor. You have to put a lot to make it actually taste sweet, but...
Yeah, true.
It's more of a looks cool kind of thing.
That's incredible, little breakfast there, homemade stuff from your friend's mom.
Pete Moran? Did I mention Pete before?
Yes, you did. No, but you just did now.
Yeah, she was... They had the bucks. I remember that. They had lots of cash, and they had all the good food, and there's nobody starving in that family, that's for sure.
Well, that's pretty cool. French toast. Yeah, French toast is pretty cool, and quick French toast, without putting all the things, like I know my mother, when I was a kid, used to, you know, put flour in, like mix up the eggs and milk and puts in some flour and cinnamon. And mix all that stuff up and then soak the bread.
Sounds yummy.
But if I was to make French toast, I'd probably just find myself dipping bread in eggs and throwing it in.
Plain old eggs and bread.
Yeah.
Do you eat much bread?
No. We eat Ezekiel bread. And Ezekiel bread is like next to no calories. There's no carbohydrate, no sugar content in it. Nothing to fluctuate your sugar levels at all. And it's a grain bread. And it's like $5 a small loaf.
I imagine. So, and are the slices regular thickness?
No. There's nothing regular about it. It's rather cardboardy. But hey.
And do you toast it and put good stuff on it? Or?
Yeah, I put peanut butter on it with no sugar added jam.
Right.
Sometimes a little bit of honey.
That's why you go for the bagels, because they're thick.
Well, bagel's good, but we usually buy a bagel, too, that doesn't have anything. Like, there's no carbohydrate content.
Right. So,
like, there's going to be, you know, bagels are usually have some degree of calorie for sure, but the carbs are low and the sugar content's low and it's a grain.
Do you still go to Einstein's for your bagels?
No. We used to get those high-protein bagels from them, but they quit making them because people didn't buy them.
You should.
Nobody wants to eat good stuff.
You should get the recipe for those and make them yourself.
Well, I could make them myself anyway, but bagels are a big job.
How so?
Well, there's bagels take a lot to make. They're you actually have to, I don't know, bake and boil and all kinds of goofy things. You drop them in boiling water.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not.
It's maddening.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing then.
People have gone mad from making bagels. That's just crazy.
And that's a Jewish type of thing, isn't it?
I believe that's where it might have originated. Because I know bagels seem to be a Jewish thing.
I know.
Who knows?
What's the Lenders?
Yeah. Oh, those are good. Thomas's Lenders bagels.
Yeah. I remember you having the Lenders, and those seemed to be pretty good.
Yeah, they were really tasty, and they had lots of different kinds and everything. And, yeah, that was a good bagel. How about toast?
What about toast? Nothing crazy about toast.
No, who puts what on toast? You ever have toast with just jam, with nothing else?
Often, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We use, we don't use margarine or butter here. We use some other type of soy. I don't even know what it is, but I don't really like it that much, so I just stopped using it altogether pretty much. And I just put whatever, you know, whatever the product I'm going to put in between my bread or on my bagel or whatever. I stay away from the grease on my bread product, toasted or otherwise.
Do you or anybody you know make anything that's kind of weird for breakfast? My wife kind of finds that me mixing things for breakfast is weird. Her coming from, you know, the European background, and me mixing sweet and salt together.
Sweet.
Like having ketchup on my eggs and like putting that on my toast with jam and eating it.
She finds that weird?
Yeah, it's kind of strange because they don't really like mix the sweet and the salt.
Hmm. No, that is weird because I've done that a million times myself.
Yeah, yeah. But she finds that like a little bit different. But it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's weird. Not certainly not by our standards here, anyways.
There's nothing weird, really. As far as North American diets go.
No, I've never seen... breakfast is never too weird or... there's nothing really... anything special that you can call your own. Like, as a homemade type thing for breakfast. I wouldn't think.
It's hard.
Perfect breakfast. There's, you know, good breakfasts. I like hotcakes. With real maple syrup.
Now, what's the difference between a hot cake and a pancake?
Ooh, you don't know the difference? Come on now.
No, I honestly can't. A hot cake.
No, I don't think there is any difference. Hot cake, flapjack, pancake, it's all the same.
Okay.
Of course, the French toast. French toast is awesome. And waffles are pretty cool. We sometimes have the flaxseed waffles here. And then, of course, our syrup is usually no sugar, but we have maple around because, like, if I make pancakes on a Sunday, I'll plaster maple syrup on it.
Flaxseed.
Yep.
Do you ever get flaxseed caught in between your teeth?
Sure.
You just floss after, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Or pick them out with something else.
I hate the feeling of flack in between my teeth. Don't give me no flack between my teeth.
Oh, I thought you were talking about plaque.
And I'm trying to stay away from the plaque, too.
Unless it's in a good plaque on your wall. But, so breakfasts are, there's not nothing that great about breakfast that you make. I think it's when you get into lunches, like sandwiches and special personal pizzas that you make in your, you know, like your toaster oven or something. Those are the kinds of things that, you know, get kind of neat.
Yeah. So you want to get into lunch? You want to do lunch, big boy?
Yeah, we're going to do lunch right now. We're going to do brunch.
Oh, brunch. Well, being that this is Sunday, everybody's going out for brunch.
That's right. Brunch, but are they going to have peanut butter and pickle sandwiches?
That's the crazy thing about brunch, too. When you go to a brunch, you can get eggs. You can get your sausage. You get your eggs. But you can get dinner, too. It's not brunch. It's like dinner.
Yeah. Lunner.
Yeah, you can get fish and you get shrimp and chicken.
It's like having your cake and eating it too.
And you get cake too.
That actually, that's what's the one thing that's nice about breakfast is like a buffet breakfast when you go somewhere and you got everything.
Yes.
That's kind of neat, eh?
Mm-hmm. You know, my sister used to have a weird breakfast. She used to eat, you know, the cookies, Fudgios?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was her breakfast. She had about 4 or 5 of those.
Well, that's an odd breakfast, yeah.
Or she'd have a can of sardines for breakfast.
That's, like, really weird.
Oh, it was disgusting.
And dip in the Fudgios.
No, she it was one or the other for her.
Can of sardines and a glass of milk.
Yeah, she had milk, for sure. But
ew, with sardines, that's gross, too.
Yeah, well, she was a gross person. In fact, she still is gross. No, I'm just kidding. If you're listening.
And who was that?
If you're listening, Janice, you're not gross.
That's your sister?
That's my sister, yes.
Wow. Does she still eat that stuff for breakfast?
I know she has a wacky diet, I know. She doesn't cook. She never cooks a meal. Hmm. So her husband, if they're home together for dinner, he'll be the guy who does the cooking. But other than that, she doesn't. She's not a meal person. Give me a package of something and I'll eat it. And yeah. Sardines is a pretty good package, if you think
about
it.
Well, I guess, yeah.
She used to gross me. Just the smell. Like, I'd go to eat breakfast and there would be that smell and it'd be like, oh, I can't eat.
Hmm.
I'll wait till she leaves and then I'll eat.
Yeah, the leftover sardines.
Is that just gross? Oh, and she used to put them on, that's it. Now, it's a memory coming back. She used to put them on something, like a cracker with some kind of...
Kippers.
What? Kippers? Did you say kippers?
Yeah.
Is that it? I don't know.
I don't know. How about English muffins?
What about
those
English muffins?
Those were always pretty good.
I love English muffins.
Those are cool.
You got to eat it with peanut butter, though. Because I love the way the peanut butter just melts into every little crevice and crack.
Yeah, they have a lot of... They're really holy, sort of, eh?
Holy, aren't yes.
They? Yeah.
They eat those at the Vatican, I think.
They're porous.
They don't have much money. And why do they call... You know, I know Adam Curry, the guy who does the Daily Source Code podcast. By the way, if you want to podcast this show, you can go to thejabbercast.com at any time and subscribe, and you get the show anytime you want. But anyway, Adam Curry, he has a podcast called Daily Source Code, and he lives in San Francisco and in England. His family's in England, though. And he says he started looking for muffins one time. Mm-hmm. A real muffin, like, you know, what we think of as a muffin. And all they would steer him to is what we consider an English muffin. He couldn't find a muffin for nothing.
Over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
They call them, those are cupcakes over there.
They point him in the direction of a girl. Down on a muffin, it's sure to be a change in your way.
There you go. It was me she was fooling.
She knew what
so
she was doing.
If you're in England and you're looking for a muffin, which is another great breakfast item.
Or just if you're looking for the muffin man.
The muffin man. They used to call
muffin
me that at work.
Muffin man, the muffin man.
When I used to work at GM, I used to have a muffin every morning and they used to call me the muffin man. They used to make great carrot muffins at the General Motors trim plant.
I thought it was because you dated a lot of chicks.
No, I didn't. No dating. Just one night stands.
Whoa, one night stance.
We do it standing up sometimes.
I had this one night stance. And they used to flock from miles around to see it.
Miles?
Miles.
I can see for miles and miles. And there I can see Jeff standing up and he's doing it.
Miles and miles and miles.
But anyway, back to the Muffin Man or English muffins.
This isn't Big JD's Rock Show. Anyways.
Do you want to tell the people about Big JD's Rock Show? I missed yesterday's Big JD Rock Show.
Yeah, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
Right here on Touch of Class Radio.
Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
How come so early, Big JD?
Big JD's an early riser. Early to bed, early to rise, early bird catches a worm.
Now, what about podcasting that show?
It's podcasted. You can catch it at bigjd.com/rockshow.
Okay.
So if you missed it at Showtime, it'll be there for you on the go.
On the go. Awesome. I can't wait to catch it. I'm definitely going to pick it up for sure.
Yeah, it was a little bit of fun. That's for sure. It was
a little bit of fun.
Show,
just a little bit. Your
yesterday.
First podcast you out on the radio and it was a little bit of fun.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
I hope so.
But by a little bit of fun, I mean a lot of fun.
Okay. A whole lot of fun. I can't wait till you describe a whole lot of fun.
What a whole lot of fun.
Oh, I was listening to your brother's music there. He sent me that link. That's pretty cool.
Oh, the other song I put up.
Yeah, what is it?
There's a couple songs up now. Yeah. Paranoid. That went, Paranoid? Or the other tune?
No, the other tune. Well, actually, I had heard the other tune before.
Right.
And of course, I have heard Paranoid before.
You've heard that before?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was an original.
Nay.
But it was a pretty good one, though.
And the guitar work on that's cool, man.
Oh, yeah, glad you like it. And I'll...
You'll what?
Bring you over a full copy when I see you next.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I see you right now. Next time. Next show.
Next time!
Because it's a full CD, so...
Right.
Yeah, moving on to lunch.
I'm full from breakfast.
I don't know where we've been in the last 10 minutes, but...
We got to go down that road.
It wasn't on cool food, that's for sure.
Speaking of which, you're keeping track of the TIME, right?
Certainly am.
Okay.
Certainly am.
All right.
C-S-E-R-T-A-N-E-L-I-E-A-M.
Da-dum.
Do-do-do-do-do.
And are you going to be sticking some IDs in here, correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay. Just checking.
Lunch.
Lunch, here we go.
Crazy sandwiches. You eat any crazy sandwiches yourself? Or did you when you were a kid?
Crazy sandwiches.
You know what my mother used to send us to, my brother and I, to school with all the time, pretty well every day, our lunch sandwiches, mm-hmm. was take a piece of white bread, smear it with peanut butter, pour sugar on it, fold it in half. Peanut butter and sugar sandwiches every day.
Well, she wanted to make sure her kids were full of energy when they got to school. They didn't want to fall asleep.
Full energy, all right. Do you ever have a peanut butter and sugar sandwich?
I've had that for sure.
Yeah,
I've had. I think I've eaten everything with peanut butter. You know,
peanut butter and bananas.
That's second nature. I love that still.
Yeah, I never really had that. Like, I don't know if I ever had it, honestly. But peanut butter and honey.
Oh, yeah. My kids eat that on a regular basis,
that's
too.
That's exquisite,
and then
you
put cinnamon on top of that.
Oh, that's nice, too, yeah. I do that sometimes at Einstein's. If I have peanut butter and honey on a bagel there, they have cinnamon that's out right out in the open for you.
Good little add-on, that's for sure. Cinnamon.
Speaking of that, I'll probably be there soon because we got to take Lana's MacBook in.
Why? What's going on with MacBook?
I think I told you that, where you rest your hand when you're typing. Like,
oh, right,
your
the little
left
piece of plastic comes up.
It's pulling away, yeah.
So you haven't got that fixed yet?
No, she's needed it too much for school, so. But you can't eat a MacBook.
You can't?
No. Give me some of them crazy sandwiches. You know what, we used to make pizzas. Pizzas out of English muffins. Did you ever do that?
Pizzas out of English muffins. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put a little bit of tomato sauce on it and a slice of sliced cheese. A slice of sliced cheese. And then a few pieces of pepperoni, and we'd put them in sometimes in the oven, but usually we always had toaster oven. Did you have a toaster oven?
Yes.
Or did you used to?
Yep. That was when they first came out, I think everybody had those.
Yeah, toaster ovens are awesome, man.
I used to like playing with it a lot.
Playing with it?
I used to play with the toaster oven for sure, just to experiment. I was like an experimenter with food, just to see how different stuff melted or cooked or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like you could never wreck it.
No, I don't think they are easy to wreck.
Because you always had that pan at the bottom there, and it always soaked everything up.
Yeah. But we used to use a toaster oven for everything. Oh, I loved the toaster oven.
Did you guys have the oven there?
Easy Bake?
Easy Bake oven. Did you guys have one of those?
Of course. I had one. Wanted it for Christmas and got it.
My kids wanted one, too, and they got
last year. No, but when I was a kid, yeah, I had one of those. I burned myself on it once.
You did?
Put your hand inside there and burn yourself on the bulb.
Oh, you got your hand too close.
Because the bulb that cooked everything.
Yes, of course. And they had some really good cake mixes.
Yeah. That's all I made in my cake.
It was like half an inch thick of cake.
Yeah, it's a thin cake.
And the rest is icing, baby.
Yeah. Smother it with icing.
I'm just looking at my sandwich database over here.
Sandwich database.
Yeah.
You say data, I say data. Some other weird sandwiches. You know what was really cool that we used to make back in the day? My buddy that used to live down the street from me, We used to hang out at his place a lot. And he turned me on to making grilled cheese sandwiches with bacon inside them. Isn't that awesome?
But you got to cook the bacon first.
Yeah, you got to cook the bacon first and especially make it on the, more on the crunchy side because you didn't want it, you know, biting your sandwich and have fat you pulling back at the bacon on you or anything.
I hate bacon.
You had to have it on more to the crunchy
bacon
side.
Bacon has to be crunchy.
Yeah, I love it crunchy.
There's no other way. Potato chips and peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Smear the potato chips on that.
Oh, I love it. I like a crunch in my yeah. sandwich. Give me some crunch. Or Fritos was another good thing to throw in there.
You ever heard the song, the old jazz number called Potato Chips?
No, I haven't.
It's incredible, man. Potato chips. Nah, I love
potato chips. It's a singing song besides. Huh? It's a song that has vocals to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When I think of jazz, I think instrumental automatically for some reason.
Oh, that's odd. When I first thought of jazz is usually, I don't know, I like a lot of old jazz, but I like smooth jazz as well. Instrumental stuff's great, for sure. Lee Ritenour type stuff. And
yeah.
But the old jazz stuff, like the old Verve stuff, and I dig that, man.
What about Diana Krall?
Yeah. Yeah, I like modern, you know, Diana Krall type stuff.
She does a lot of, I think she's done almost every single standard jazz tune out there.
Yeah, yeah. I have her entire catalog.
Ooh.
I really like Diana Krall. Canadian to boot.
To boot.
I think she looks a little bit like Elvis. She's very good.
She looks a bit like Elvis's daughter, maybe.
Yeah,
Priscilla.
Yeah. Right.
And she's married to a guy named Elvis.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That is kind of funny that you say all that.
Whose last name is Costello. And,
yeah,
you know, Abbott.
Abbott and Costello. Who's on first?
And Abbott. Bud Abbott. I don't know where that went.
Bud Abbott!
Right out the window.
Out the window with our peanut butter and potato chip sandwich.
We got to have some filler in this show.
Well, crazy filler, because it's Crazy Food Show.
Yeah, that's right. Some food filler. And there's a lot of filler in food, you know that. There's a lot of junk out there. How about Pop-Tarts? They were awesome, man. That's cool food.
Pop-Tarts are cool food.
For sure.
Yeah, my kids like
those.
Hot
or cold?
Hot or cold. I like them
both.
That's
right. That's what I'm saying. Hot or cold.
Hot or cold.
I wasn't asking. I was telling.
Okay.
Hot or cold. Yeah, they're awesome.
I was going to say that's another thing that I threw in the toaster oven.
Yeah, yeah. Toaster oven. That one's great for that. Or toaster, though.
Yeah, because you could really see it as the icing was starting to just turn perfect shade of brown.
And you know what you really would hate is when you burn your Pop-Tart. If you ever burned a Pop-Tart, you wouldn't like that.
No, they suck. But burnt toast. What about burnt toast?
Well, I scrape it off.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I like burnt toast.
Burnt toast? You like rotten eggs?
No, I don't like rotten eggs. I like burnt toast. I mean, when I say burnt, it's if there's black on it, that's cool. That's a little bit of flavor in there.
Well, if it's like minor, if it's kind of major, I'll still eat it, but I'll like put it in the sink and like scrape with a knife till the black has gone off.
See, that you're just scraping off flavor.
Well, yeah. That flavor is actually not very good for you.
No, there's some kind of carcinogens in there, isn't there?
Yes. But peanut butter is supposed to be quite a carcinogen as well.
What?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Who's they?
Peanut butter is supposed to be a, I don't know, not a good thing, but.
Well, I know it's got high fat content.
Well, the high fat content in peanut butter is a good fat. It's monounsaturated. It's not a saturated fat, so it's not so bad.
But if you ate too much of it, you'd get fat.
Mm, well, yeah, it's still a fat,
right.
But it's not a bad fat.
Not a bad fat.
So you can eat more peanut butter.
So there's carcinogens.
But it's high protein. That's very good.
Oh, yeah, protein is. That's why your mom sent you home to school every day with the protein
filler
and
food.
Sugar.
Protein's filler food. Protein fills you up. That's a good reason why, you know, like if you're, you know, watching your weight and stuff, eating extra protein is good because it fills you up. It gives you an illusion that you're fat that you're more full than you might be.
Right. But it doesn't give you the illusion that you're skinny, that's for sure.
No.
I mean, all that's this protein, no look at me, I'm skinny.
It's an optic. Did you ever see the movie The Illusionist with Edward Norton?
Yes, I did.
Good movie, eh?
I loved it.
It was great.
I love everything to do with magic.
Yeah.
That's going to be next week's show, isn't it?
You like Magic Johnson?
No, but the Orlando Magic just lost to the Pistons 4 in a row. Pistons are moving on.
Hey. Moving on up
to the next round of the NBA playoffs.
We're moving on to the second half of the Jabbercast.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
Let's see what else for lunch. What's for lunch? You like salads?
You just took the word right out of my mouth. Salads.
That's right. I know what you're going to say. We have this chemistry going
that's
on.
That's right.
Here.
When I look you in the eye and you looked me in the eye, it was like salads.
That's right. I had practically pulled that right out of your mouth.
Well, no, it came out of my nose. I felt the salad coming out of my nose.
We used to go to this place downtown all the time called the Trolley back in the band days.
Oh, the Trolley. Yeah, that was on...
We ruled downtown.
That was on University, was it?
Yeah. And the owner was like good buddies with us. And he used to make... And the chicks that worked in there, they used to make huge salads for us, man. Just huge. And they were only like a few bucks. And we had these humongous salads, and they'd plaster cheese on it, grated cheese.
Mm.
That's where I really discovered cheese on a salad. It was awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. You got a cheese in your salad for sure. We just had a salad tonight. It was cucumber, olives, tomato, and feta cheese.
Yeah, that's nice. What are some strange things, though, that people put in salad? People put fruit in their salad.
And
no, I don't mean a fruit salad necessarily,
fruit
but...
No.
Actually, on that topic, you know what? Another cool food is marshmallow salad. Was that what it was called?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, the little baby marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to put small ones in there, I'd have to think.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though? You ever had that salad?
No, never had it.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You've had marshmallow salad.
I'm not telling you. I've never had a marshmallow salad.
No?
No.
That was a huge thing.
What else was in it?
I don't know what it all was that they put in that. The other stuff wasn't, I don't think, was sweet stuff. But it was made with marshmallows, and it was just, like, incredible. And I think it was called a marshmallow salad. I can't believe that.
Nope.
That doesn't make any sense. You got to find out if your wife ever had a marshmallow salad.
She may have. She's closer to your age than I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm the old...
You're not that far off from me, are you? I'll be 26 in...
In what?
July.
July is your birthday?
Yeah.
When in July is your birthday?
The 23rd.
The 23rd, you'll be 26.
Yeah.
Okay, on December 9th, I'll be 10. No, I'm 44.
Well, I'm 43. I'm gonna be.
Okay, see, you seem much younger at heart than I do. No, I think
you seem like an old fuddy-duddy to me.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. But your wife must be a lot younger than me then.
She's 4 years younger than... She's 40.
Oh, okay.
Big 4-0.
I would have thought that she was younger than that, actually.
Oh. No, I didn't rob the cradle that badly.
I did.
Did you?
Always have.
Because
Lana's 30-something. 37? Going to be 37? Or turn 37? 36?
Way to go. Big JD.
Born in 70, 37. There you have it. Right here on the Jabbercast, folks.
I have a...
She's a spring chicken.
I have a recipe for Nana's marshmallow salad.
Ooh.
No coconut, lots of mandarin oranges and sour cream instead of whipping cream combined to set this marshmallow salad apart.
Yeah, that's one thing they used to put in was coconut. I never cared much for coconut, but...
So it's 16 ounces of Kraft miniature marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 ounces of sour cream. Regular works better than...
I was going to say sour cream, yeah.
Regular works better than light, it says here.
Mm-hmm.
3 cans of mandarin oranges.
Yep.
1 can of pineapple tidbits drained. And 1 jar of maraschino cherries.
Sweet. I'm telling you, man, I can't believe you never had that. That's like, that's as American as Canada.
Now, honestly, now that I read this recipe, you know who's made that?
Who?
Is my wife's mom.
There you go.
Now that you say that, it's like.
See? Everybody's had that
at some point. I have had that, yes.
If, wow.
It's like, you know what? She puts it out with dinner.
Yeah.
But you can have it for dessert.
Yeah,
it's very sweet.
It really is a salad, though, like for dinner time or lunchtime. That was a big thing for like outdoor, you know, get-together type stuff, salad. You know, you make a macaroni salad and a marshmallow salad and,
Well, there's nothing that goes bad in that.
No, not really.
Leave that out for hours and it's still good.
Yeah, it doesn't stay for hours anyway. Everybody eats it up.
Right, exactly.
You can't leave marshmallows sitting on a table for nothing. Marshmallows are awesome as they are. Roasted marshmallow? Oh, my God.
Oh, roasted marshmallows, yeah, for sure. Now people say marshmallows, but they're mallows.
Yeah, they are mallows.
What the hell?
Marshmallow.
But, yeah, roasted marshmallows.
And then, you know, the best thing is you peel off the outside after it's roasted, and there's still a marshmallow on there.
And then you roast that.
That's right.
You just keep going.
See how many times you can do
it? Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Until you burn your lips.
Or you burn your fingers trying to pull it off, and the wire is still hot, the hanger that
you're
cooking
it on. Yeah, that's what I mean, though. You grab it with your mouth, and you burn your lips on the wire.
That's funny that we stuck with marshmallow salads for so long that I finally realized I ate it, and you said, you had to have it. You had to have it. Yeah. No, I never had it. You can't make me know.
Just as sure as you've had Kraft dinner, you've had marshmallow salad. I know somebody that puts tons of ketchup in their Kraft dinner. After it's made, like when they make their bowl of Kraft dinner, mm-hmm. or whatever, and they pour ketchup, tons of it in.
What other things do you put in your Kraft dinner? Kraft dinner is like a holder for other flavors to me.
I don't put anything else in it, but I've had it once in the last 10 years, probably.
Oh, really? No, it's pretty staple-ish over here.
It's something I don't eat, so I don't know. It came to mind one day, and me and a buddy talking or something, so I got a box, and I sat on that box for weeks, and then finally on a Sunday, I made Kraft dinner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it hatched. You sat on it for weeks.
No. My eggs hatch.
Yeah, I put everything like salsa, awesome in there. Chili peppers, just to make it nice and spicy every once in a while. You know, another good thing is you fry up some bologna, slice that up, throw that in there.
Everything.
Yeah, everything goes in there. Any meat can go in there. My son likes to slice up the little pepperettes. Throw those in the microwave and then throw them into his bowl of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I never thought really of putting that. I think possibly at one point in time my mother would put in sliced up hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've done that, for sure. Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's, that's cool food.
Sloppy Joe's,
aren't those awesome?
What's the other name?
Or you haven't had those.
No, I've had those, for sure.
Hamburger Helper or something?
No, Manwich.
Manwich, yeah, Manwich. Similar, right?
It's just the brand name for
its own kind
sloppy
of
sloppy Joe mix.
Yeah,
because there is an actual sloppy Joe mix, not over here in Canada, but I know in
that was always the name. Just like my cousins and my uncle, they'd ask if we wanted Bosco.
They'd ask you if you
wanted chocolate milk Bosco. I don't know why they always called it Bosco.
I'm sorry, I've never heard of Bosco.
Maybe it was
Bosco.
A brand name or something. I don't know. He always called it Bosco. You want Bosco?
I used to know a guy named Bosco. We used to call him Bosco. Anyway, that was his nickname. But I never heard of chocolate milk called Bosco.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. I have to ask them. And you know what? We used to have there quite often, because it was like a natural, normal thing for them to have for lunch, was a bowl of sour cream with broken up bread all inside it.
Mm. Is that right? That's too bad.
I don't know. That wasn't bad, I guess, at the time, but I don't think I would want that now.
No, that doesn't sound too yummy at all.
I've eaten my share of cottage cheese, and I hate cottage cheese.
Nope, I can't say I like cottage cheese. It's one thing I won't eat anymore. Ooh,
I mixed it with another thing I hate, too, yogurt.
You don't like yogurt?
I had to have them both, so I mixed them together. No, yogurt's too cheesy for me. I don't like cheese much by itself.
Well, it's not. It's bacteria, you mean.
Well, cheesy.
Yeah.
You know, cheese-ish.
It's funny you mentioned yogurt because, remember, at the beginning of the show, I told you I was getting sick.
Yeah.
And I don't eat yogurt myself, just basically for the same reason. It's just too, whatever, dairy, cheesy, whatever that feeling it is. But my wife kept asking me all through the day, do you want this? And just the mention of the word, it would just like, oh, God, no, I can't eat that. And it would be something I would normally, that would be great. You know, it's nice and mellow, like eggs. You'd say eggs, and I'd say, oh, God, no.
But yeah, there's times when you just don't want something like those things.
But so I just said, Kim, just go make something that you think is going to be bland and mellow on my gut. Bring it in and just feed it to me. I'm not even going to look at you. Just feed it to me, because I was at my wit's end, because I hadn't eaten anything all day, and nothing was staying down.
And like, you couldn't feed yourself even?
What's that?
You couldn't even feed yourself?
It's all in the mind. It was all psychological. So
no, but I mean, you couldn't use your hand and feed yourself.
Oh, yeah, I could use my hands, yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
But so I said, I'm not even going to look at what you got there. I could smell toast, though. I could smell toast. Well, so what she did is she took toast, dunked it in blueberry yogurt, and then put it in my mouth. And I ate it, and I just said, okay. And the first bite went down like a bag of nails.
Well, if you didn't want something like that, why was she making you eat the, because of the bacteria?
I don't know what, she just thought it was mellow on my gut, I guess, like, you know, but she knows I normally would not eat yogurt, but that's what she fed me. And it believe it or not, after, you know, one piece of toast and half a bowl of yogurt, I felt a lot better. Just getting something in there was the biggest thing, yeah.
Soft-boiled eggs should be good for that, but.
Soft-boiled eggs, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's easy on your stomach if you're ill.
I never actually thought of that. When she said eggs, I think she was thinking more like a scrambled egg that's just bland.
Yeah, no, that's not what you want. But a soft-boiled egg is pretty good for when you're ill and need something soft on your stomach, or when you haven't had food because of a flu or whatever and you start introducing food back in.
Yeah.
Soft-boiled eggs, neat. Poached egg?
We used to have poached eggs all the time at my house when I was a kid because we had a egg poacher.
Which
I just, you know, recently, I say within the last year, I kind of inherited my dad's because he never used his and he moved out of his apartment. So my son never even knew what a poached egg was.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we poach eggs here every once in a while. It's awesome. You know, you slap that.
You know what I used to do? I used to make chicken noodle soup and I would put an egg in it. You'd kind of let it boil so that the egg turned into like a... What would you call it? Is it foo young? Egg foo young or something? It'd be all like little pieces of egg.
Right.
It'd all break up.
Yep.
It was so cool.
So you put the raw egg in your chicken noodle soup.
Yep. Just drop an egg. Oh, crack an egg. Drop it in. And it would thicken up.
Well, for sure.
Be little pieces of egg.
So
cooked.
Yeah, that would be like egg foo young or whatever that is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a particular Chinese soup, I think, that has that in it.
I'll have to try that. Very interesting.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. I mean, makes the soup different. It's neat. There's probably a lot of other cool foods that we had or that I haven't had for a while, maybe, but I just can't think of them all. Probably should have made some show notes.
Show notes are good sometimes.
Well, they're probably good all the time, really.
Yeah, I suppose. Sometimes you follow them and sometimes you don't because of the spontaneity. It just goes with the flow.
Well, that's right. But I mean, like point form type stuff is really good.
Yeah.
You know, just to...
I usually rely on you to make those for the Jabbercast.
Yeah, well, we've both been under the weather a little lately.
A bit, yeah. I'm used to seeing a PDF show up in my mailbox a couple days before the show, and I go by that.
Yeah, I didn't... been kind of... out of commission and having some other things going on here and there and the new show. Hey, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show on A Touch of Class Radio Saturday mornings at 10. Whoa. And the Jabbercast Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. How can people get a hold of us?
No, it's 11 a.m., Big JD.
Oh, yeah, 11 a.m. Sundays. Hey, I've been under the weather.
Well, it's 10 a.m. in Indiana.
There you go. Time change.
But they can get a hold of us by emailing us at hearmeout@thejabbercast, or they can go to the cool My Chingo widget on the contact page of the Jabbercast, which is at www.thejabbercast.com.
Yeah, leave us a topic idea. Leave us an ID if you want to say, hey, this is Frank, and I listen to the Jabber, or whatever. You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Right. Or make some show notes for us and make them in PDF form and mail them to us.
Yeah. Check out what our next show coming up is and leave us some info so that we can discuss it.
That's right, because you can do that. You go to the Jabbercast website there and you can find out what the next week's topic is going to be. So you can hop in on Yahoo Messenger.
And leave us a Jabber quote as well.
Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One in the hands with two in the bush. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote.
Jabber quote. Jabber quote. Jabber quote. There you go. What do you got for us? Come on, Lippo. Food quote.
The food quote this week is, love hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Oh, that's amore.
That's amore.
No, this week's Jabber quote, your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Awesome. Big JD pulls through. Ching.
There you go.
Your eyes are bigger.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. What's that mean?
that means that the diameter of my eyes multiplied by pi is bigger than the circumference of my stomach.
Speaking of pi.
Shut your pie hole, would you?
We'll get into pies later because I want to ask you about rhubarb pie.
Rupert pie?
Rupert. Ripa. The Ripa?
Kelly Ripa?
The Ripa? You're in for a surprise.
Whoa.
You're in for a shock. My voice is half gone.
Half gone?
Yeah.
Shock.
I got to be quiet. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yeah.
That means that you're wide-eyed looking at some food, thinking that I got to have that, but you probably overeat it. And then you're ill. Your tummy is ill.
Yes.
And your eyes were bigger than your stomach. Your stomach couldn't handle what your eyes saw.
That, to me, is heard often in what we were talking about earlier, the Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
My kids go up there, you know, and they got just crazy amounts of food, and they still want to go back for dessert, but they haven't finished the three chicken legs on their plate.
Chicken legs at for a breakfast buffet.
That's right. Because it's breaded. I love breaded food.
You do?
No, that's my kids talking. Well, my one son especially.
Yeah. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. That's something you'd hear more, I think, said back in the day. You know, maybe your parents would say that or something. I don't know if it's said as much. I mean, I guess we would say it now because we heard it back then, but it's not a new saying, that's for sure.
No, it's an oldie for sure. Good jabber quote there, Big JD.
Well, thank you.
And this week's jabber quote brought to you by Steve and Larry.
On the corner of Wabash and Strabane, Steve and Larry's...
Use condoms.
You can find them on the corner of Wabash and Strabane.
With the crack dealers in the hose.
On the ground next to the curb. Used condoms.
No, Steve and Larry. Great guys.
That's right.
Thanks for that jabber quote, dudes.
Pies. Rhubarb. You like rhubarb pie?
We're off to dessert already?
Well.
We haven't even got to dinner yet.
Okay. We got to scoot along, actually.
Got to scoot along now. Now I'm scooting.
Dinners, yeah. What's any strange dinners or cool dinners?
Well, I was going to ask you about dinners that your wife may have brought over from the old country.
Well, yeah, there's some things, and you're going to put me on the spot here asking me names.
Well, no, just the ingredients is fine. Like
Chivapchichi is some kind of a little rolled hamburgerish. Link, sausagey looking kind of thing.
Is it cooked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, no, there's some raw hamburger stuff that is rolled in leaves that isn't cooked.
Oh, no. I have a buddy that keeps a bag of hamburger in the fridge and pulls it out and sticks a spoon in there and eats it.
Sure. Now, there's protein.
His dad did, too, huh?
There's protein.
Oh, my God. That's rotten. But, yeah, there's dinner for you. Raw hamburger.
Well, supposedly, that there's something about raw hamburger in your stomach. It helps promote the good bacteria in there.
I thought it's supposed to be bad for you. Well, I guess that's other meat.
Well, it can be. Well, yeah, there's pork, obviously, should not eat raw just for danger's sake.
Hmm.
But raw beef is probably...
What about raw fish? Is that good for you?
Oh, raw fish. I love sushi.
You like sushi?
Oh, yeah. That is that's my wife and I's favorite food.
Like Sakurashi, that's another one from my wife makes, is Sakurashi. It's kind of...
I played that last time I went to Vegas. Oh, that's Bacharach. Never mind. Bacharashi? Is that what it's called?
It's actually Sakurashi, something like that. But I call it Sakurashi.
Okay, because you're pronouncing every
single
vowel.
That's when you're itchy
vowel.
Between the legs. You get Sakurashi. rashi. No, but it's like tomatoes and stuff. Maybe onion or something. What's all in there? Tomato and something, and you made in a pot on the stove. And it's good, man. And another one with the potatoes and the meat. I think it comes from somewhere else, a Hungarian thing or something. No, not goulash. Those are the things you put over your shoes when it's raining.
That's right. And then your feet are bigger than your eyes. Or no, your eyes are bigger than your feet. If you ate too much goulash.
I forget the other one, man. It's my favorite one, and I wish you'd make it again soon, but I can't remember what it's called now. That one escapes me.
Has she made many dishes since you guys been married?
Moussaka. That's the other one. Moussaka.
Oh, moussaka. Well, that's pretty, that's like...
You don't know moussaka.
Yeah. It sounds...
That's not got nothing to do with Ultraman.
Oh, never mind then.
You've had moussaka?
Well, no, I've heard of that. It sounds Greek.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Malacca, moussaka.
Uchi kichi ya ya hi. Mocha tokalata ya ya. No, moussaka.
Would you call me?
I say you moussaka.
Yo, moussaka, what's up? Dinner. Any crazy dinners?
Well, like I said, the sushi is, you know, some people think of that as crazy, but.
I don't know. Yeah, I never cared for that or raw fish of any kind.
It's umi, yumi, yummy. It's funny we mentioned eggs and sushi. The funny thing about sushi is a sushi chef is judged primarily on how well he can cook an egg.
Oh, really?
That's why almost every sushi dish will have some egg on it. It'll just be egg. That's it. Just egg.
That's wacky.
Nothing with it. Just egg. And if you have a dish, if you get like a combo or whatever, the very first thing you're supposed to eat, because it's all about tradition and all that crap.
Tradition!
You eat the egg first. And then you look at the chef and you give him the, hey, it's okay. It's like sniffing your wine before you actually drink the wine, you know? You eat the egg before you actually eat the food kind of thing. So that's your Japanese cuisine lesson for today.
Thank you.
No problem.
Very interesting.
Hi!
Angawa.
Or I should just say domo arigato.
And that means?
Thank you very much.
And there's your second Japanese lesson for the day.
That's right.
Good conversation. Good food.
Yes.
Good hosts.
That'd be us.
Good times.
What about drinking liquor with your dinner?
I don't, never have, and don't really... Can't understand why anybody would want a beer with their dinner. And I know a lot of people that do, but I don't get it.
There is specific beer food, and I think there's specific wine food.
Yeah, definitely wine food, I guess I could see. I know, you know, my wife doesn't mind an occasional drink with her dinner, like a wine of some kind, especially when we dine out. But, I mean, I've always associated booze with a buzz.
Right.
That's the only reason I ever drank. Because I want to get stoned and high and drunk. And
yeah, I was the same way for a long time. But once you start appreciating some really good wines, it's nice to have a good glass of wine paired perfectly with the right dish that you're eating it with.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It's a taste that is acquired.
I'm just an alcoholist.
You're an alcoholic.
Alcoholist.
Oh, alcoholist.
Alcoholist Anonymous. That's me.
Do you know any alcoholics?
Drink. What's that?
Do you know any alcoholics?
Yeah, all my friends. I'm not kidding. They're all alcoholics.
And none of them are recovering either.
They're all alcoholics or have addictive personalities or druggies.
So how are you magnetized to these type of people?
I like bad boys.
That's what it seems like. What the hell? How'd you ever hook up with me?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a tensor bandage on my knee.
Sweet.
It's your favorite color. Passionate pink.
I spy with my little eye. Ooh, how about a game show?
How about a game show?
We did that sort of with toys, but a whole game show would be neat.
Like radio style, you mean?
One of our Jabbercasts.
Oh, a show about game shows.
Oh, games. No, about games and game shows.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll need some filler. But I mean, like, I Spy, those kind of games
right.
that you'd play driving in the car, license plates, and then, you know, board games and stuff that you might make up or whatever, Ouija board, whatever. And then also really cool, you know, game shows.
All right. Tell Julio here our intern who's in the studio helping us. Why don't you write that down there, Julio?
Okay, there you go, Julio.
Keep that some idea on the burner.
Some new chews.
It's funny you mentioned filler, because like last week's show, I that could have easily been a two-hour show, and I was stoned out of my mind. I wasn't even actually putting my full... That was just the stuff that was falling off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Literally. And whereas, you know, some fun shows, they need some kind of stuff to go
between. Yeah, because some of the topics, they're not... there's not a lot to them, but they definitely need some attention, so... It's kind of neat to be able to bring them to our listeners. But, yeah, some of them are – there's just not enough there all the time.
That's right.
And this is one of them, really.
I think so. But it's fun.
Yeah, they're definitely fun, and definitely you want to talk about cool food. And there's still a lot of things like potato skins and
– Now, whoever thought of that? Well, I suppose it would be the Irish.
I don't know. Pumpkin seeds when you're done with the pumpkin and cool stuff like that.
Right. Stuff that we associate as the stuff that you would throw away when you're done with the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, there was no throwing anything away. Everything. They found a use for it.
Yep.
Keep those seeds. We might need them later on. And then they realize, well, let's cook them. See what they taste like. We're starving. Yeah. You know, let's eat them.
Even when your mom was done with the beaters, you licked them. No matter what she made.
What, you licked the blood off the thing she beat you with?
No.
Your mom beat you. Besides, that's terrible. Dad would beat me. My mother would never beat me.
No, both my parents beat me, believe me.
and you used to lick the beaters.
Well, you know, I wasn't talking about those beaters. That was a belt.
Oh, I see.
A belt or a hand.
So you egg beaters or cake.
Ooh, egg beaters. That's another good thing.
Well, the things that go in a mixing bowl and you mix them up, the beaters.
Yeah, right. But I'm not, yeah. But, I mean, I'm talking about cake and stuff, you know, as you made the icing with beaters. And you take them and lick them.
I used to do it.
Wouldn't want that stuff to go to waste.
No, I
mean. Same with the bottom of the candle out of your cake.
Say that again?
When you pull your birthday candles out of the cake, you had to lick them.
Oh, for sure, yeah. There was all kinds of icing on there. You wouldn't want to waste that.
And next week's show.
Yes. Do you know what it's about?
Well, of course I do.
Of course he does.
Next week's show is, it's the Freedom Show. What does the word freedom mean to you? What exactly is being free or being carefree? How do you get free? Free from stress, free from a bad relationship, from debt, freedom of speech? We're going to discuss freedom.
See, I don't see much filler going in there.
Well, maybe not in that one. There's a lot to talk about freedom.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about stuff like that.
Yeah. And hopefully you won't be all doped up.
Oh, no more doping for me.
That's right.
I'm straight and narrow.
Straight and narrow.
Yeah.
A straightened arrow.
But I can't, just to back that to one sec, I can't imagine coming out of that surgery not having something, though. The pain is just so pervasive. You'd just freak out, I think. I would.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I know, I mean, when I had mine done, too, I was, you know, wasted from the hospital and wasted as soon as I could get my hands on something on the way home. And, yeah, you'd just really go out of your mind, because I know that I stopped mine early, and I was... going out of my mind then.
Yeah.
So you're right. You have to take something, I think.
There's got to be something within that first.
But as soon as the time comes around when you realize that it's, you know, doing a lot of bad for you too, then you start weighing out, you know, how much pain can I take to not have this these drugs, you know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, what am I going to put up with?
And I think as you live with more pain, your pain threshold goes up and your need for the actual painkiller goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that it's not necessary anymore. Did you know that? I was talking to my physio guy yesterday. Rush Limbaugh did 100 OxyContins a day.
Wow.
Is that imaginable? But I remember...
Well, I have a buddy that's done things like that. And he's told me, like, I think we talked about this before. I know he was always, like, wasted, but I never realized to what extent he went with the dope. And he'd take handfuls of stuff that I take, like one sleeping pill at night to help me sleep. And he'd take, you know, dozens of them at a time.
Wow. That's just insane.
And that's crazy. Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Cookies.
That's another show.
No. What's this show? What kind of crazy cookie?
This show's over.
No. Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Come on. We just started.
Well, too much filler, I guess.
What kind of...
But yeah, cookies. There's a lot of cool cookies, but I mean, The cool homemade stuff is some of the stuff I want to get out like we did, and that was cool.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know, the homemade pizzas or your, you know, your thing there.
My thing there, yeah. Yeah, yeah sure. Whatever. Marshmallow salad, that was my thing.
Marshmallow salad.
I'm not mallow at all.
But yeah, that's this week's Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
And you can join us next week on the show's on Freedom.
That's right, on atouchofclassradio.com.
And podcast on iTunes. If you want to check that out, just punch in Jabbercast and it will come up and you can subscribe to the show and you'll never miss a show. You can listen to it anytime you want to on your iPod, on your computer. If you burn it on a CD, listen to it in the car, whatever.
Wow. You can do a lot of things with that.
MP3s are pretty portable little file format.
You can burn it and make yourself a nice coaster, too.
Well, after you're done.
And you're done listening.
That's exactly right. Make a coaster out of the Jabbercast.
Right on.
I'd be honored.
Yeah, me too. So we'll see you next week, folks.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.